AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Edmonton Oilers are now just one win away from their first Stanley Cup final appearance in 18 years. This report from correspondent Bob Stevens.
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scored a pair of power play goals to lead the Edmonton Oilers to a 3-1 win over the Dallas Stars in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals Series.
We give ourselves a chance here, so that's all you can ask. I thought we played a great game. A pretty full 60, and now we get a chance to close it out at home on home ice. So it's going to take everything and an effort like we had tonight.
So the Oilers now lead the series 3-2. Game 6 will be back in Edmonton on Sunday. Special teams the key in this one. Oilers 2 power play goals, 2 more penalty kills. Now have 25 straight penalty kills in the playoffs. Stuart Skinner huge in goal, stopped 19 of 20 shots for the Oilers. Philip Broberg also scored for Edmonton, while Wyatt Johnston got the lone Dallas goal.
Meanwhile, the Florida Panthers get their first chance to close out the Eastern Conference Finals Saturday in their Game 6 matchup against the New York Rangers in Sunrise. The Guardians resume their string of success in Cleveland. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has details.
The Guardians picked up their 8th straight home win by whipping the Nationals 7-1. Tanner Bibee allowed a run and 3 hits with 7 strikeouts over 6 1/3 innings, blanking Washington until the 7th.
I feel like we played a lot of good baseball all year. And I think when we're at home, I think we kind of have that edge. And I think we kind of have that want that we want to beat you. We want to do it any way possible, and I think that's what we're doing.
But Cleveland led just 2-1 until David Fry smacked a 3-run homer in the 7th, following an RBI grounder by Josh Naylor. Stephen Kwan had 3 hits and a walk while scoring twice for the Guardians. He has a .365 average through 33 games. Patrick Corbin fell to 1-6 despite holding the Guardians to 2 runs and 6 hits over 6 frames.
Other interleague finals, a 2-run homer by Davis Schneider in the 14th gives the Blue Jays a 5-3 win over the Pirates. The Marlins clobber the Rangers 8-2. The Braves double up the Athletics 4-2. Christian Yelich's 5-hit day leads the Brewers to a 12-5 win over the White Sox. The Padres outlast the Royals 11-8. And the Yankees use 2 homers from Aaron Judge to beat the Giants 6-2. The Orioles stay hot by topping the Rays. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Jorge Mateo's 2-run double highlighted a 3-run 6th inning to help lead the Orioles to a 3-1 win over the Rays. The Orioles have now won 7 of their last 8 games. Trailing 1-0, Austin Hayes tied the game with a pinch-hit RBI single off Richard Lovelady. Hayes says Mateo is a big catalyst for the Orioles.
Just when he's on the field, he makes a difference, whether it's with his glove, his speed. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark at any point, too. He's got a ton of power, so when he does lace a ball in the gap, it's fun to watch him run.
Neither starter, Tampa's Aaron Civale, or the Orioles' Albert Suarez figured in the decision. CNL Perez got the win in relief. Lovelady took the loss, while Craig Kimbrell pitched the ninth to earn his 13th save.
Other American League finals, the Red Sox get back to .500 on the season with a 7-3 win over the Tigers, while the Twins down the Astros 6-1, and the Mariners get a late homer from Ty France to get by the Angels 5-4. The Phillies become the first National League team to reach the 40-win mark. This report from correspondent Michael Luongo.
The Phillies got timely hitting from their offense and some solid pitching en route to a 4-2 win over the Cardinals. Philadelphia scored 3 runs in the bottom of the second, keyed by a 2-run home run by Edmundo Sosa. Aaron Nola did the rest, allowing just 2 solo home runs, while he struck out 6 to improve his record to 7-2.
Felt like I was working pretty quick. Felt like I was in the zone a lot. I gave up those 2 homers, they're solos, but guys scored more than what I gave up.
Brandon Crawford and Nolan Arenado homered for St. Louis.
Other National League finals, the Reds escape Wrigley with a 5-4 win over the Cubs. The Mets send the Diamondbacks to their 5th straight loss with a 10-9 decision. And the Rockies get 7 strong innings from Dakota Hudson to beat the Dodgers 4-1. An NBA lottery team reshuffles its front office. The NCAA crackdown on transfers has come to an end, and Coco Gauff's run at the French Open cruises on. That and more is coming up after this. After a 14-68 season that saw them lose an NBA single season record 28 consecutive games, the Detroit Pistons have reportedly fired general manager Troy Weaver on the heels of naming former Pelicans GM Trajan Langdon their new president of basketball operations. In his 4 seasons as Pistons general manager, Weaver finished with the worst record in the Eastern Conference 3 times. Despite their record, Detroit will pick 5th overall in the upcoming NBA draft. Meanwhile, the New Orleans Pelicans are planning on deferring a first-round pick they'll receive from the Lakers as part of the deal that sent Anthony Davis to Los Angeles until 2025. New Orleans received three first-round picks in total for Davis, with the option of the third pick coming in either 2024 or 2025. The Lakers pick this year is the 17th overall selection. In the WNBA, the Liberty eke out another close win. This report from correspondent Jane Ferry.
The Liberty had their hands full before defeating the winless Mystics 90-79. New York led 32-17 after one quarter, but Washington chipped away and was ahead by a point twice in the fourth before falling to 0-8. Sabrina Ionescu had a team-high 24 points for the Liberty, shooting 4-for-8 from three-point range. Ionescu provided 15 points in the opening period.
I think in that first quarter when they're in a drop coverage, it was my ability to just be able to come off, read the defense, either get to the basket or shoot. And then as they were putting two on the ball, someone's open.
Kayla Thornton dropped in 20 points, and Brianna Stewart added 18 with 15 rebounds and 5 assists as the Liberty moved to 6-2. Ariel Atkins paced the Mystics with 15 points.
Other WNBA finals. The Suns stay undefeated with a 74-72 win over the Wings. The Dream outplay the Aces 78-74, and the Lynx dispatch the Mercury 95-71. Another NCAA settlement is further altering the landscape for college athletics, this time relating to its transfer policies. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has details.
The NCAA and a coalition of states suing the organization have announced a proposed settlement of a lawsuit that would allow athletes to play immediately no matter how many times they transfer. Under the agreement, a preliminary injunction issued by a federal judge in West Virginia allowing multiple transfer athletes to compete would be made permanent. Under the agreement, athletes who were previously deemed ineligible under the transfer rule since the 2019-20 academic year would be given an extra year of eligibility. Athletes would still be required to meet academic requirements.
And at the French Open, the top American woman, third seed Coco Gauff, is into the fourth round in straight sets, defeating Diana Yastremska of Ukraine 6-4, 6-2. Top seed Iga Swiatek also advances in straight sets. In the men's draw, second seed Yannick Sinner advances in straight sets, as does third seed Carlos Alcaraz. He defeated American Sebastian Korda. But the sixth seed, Andrei Rublev of Russia, is upset by unseeded Matteo Arnaldi of Italy, 7-6, 6-2, 6-4. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.